Turning fat into muscle, the truth behind the myth. To my understanding, you can shrink those fat cells, but you cannot turn fat into muscle. Health contributor and business owner Jerry Blaze is to put this into simple terms for us. Jerry, is there a fat to muscle diet out there? And if so, share it with all of us.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me back. Before we begin, I just want to go ahead and say thank you for having me on here.
Absolutely. And we love having you here.
But what's cool about it is that you have me being in my mid-50s, an old guy, and then you have every other week you have Jake, who's in his 20s, and you've got the two different perspectives. It's great to see the contrast of each, and it's fun to me because I feel like me being my age that I'm at, I feel like I have some old school input.
Now, can you control what percentage of your weight loss is fat loss?
You can, but as I've said before, and I will continue to say to the day I die, you are in full control of either gaining fat or losing fat, and it's all by diet. So in the myth of turning fat into muscle is absolutely incorrect and false. I hear it all the time. Even recently, I had a guy contact me about helping him with his diet, and he was like, I want to drop like 50 pounds, and then I want to of body fat, and then I want to put 50 pounds of muscle on. And it's not that easy. So what happens is that we all have a certain amount of fat cells, and we all have a certain amount of muscle cells. Genetically, some have less and some have more. And the fat cell's main role is only to store body fat for survival purposes. So you would have an individual who, which say for myself, I'm 200 pounds. You could have a person like me at 200 at 10% body fat, and then you could have someone at 200 pounds at 20% body fat, and the person who's 10% has more metabolically, more fat-burning abilities than the fat person. So the fatter the person is, the less fat-burning is going to happen. So to so-called convert fat into muscle, you need to just decrease your body fat percentage, thus increasing your lean body mass. So the leaner you are, the more muscle you have that's working for you.
Now, when people are dieting, is there something that they can do to maintain the muscle they have instead of losing that?
A lot of that is age-dependent, hormone-dependent, because the older you get, the less efficient your hormones were.
So your age is definitely a factor in all of this.
It's a huge factor in men and women in their late 20s. Every 10 years that you move ahead, hormonally things start to decline. So your ability to build muscle and burn body fat becomes less and less as we get older.
Now, how important is protein during a weight loss journey?
It's absolutely essential, and to maintain your muscle mass, the existing muscle that we have on our bodies from all our hard work in the gym, all the efforts we put, you need to get a minimal amount of protein a day, daily, to hold on to that muscle mass.
Now, is there a certain percentage, like, say, a person who weighs 150 versus 200 pounds, is there, like, a magic number there for grams of protein, or is it dependent on what you're trying to do?
The more muscle one has, and that all depends on what your lean muscle mass ratio is. So if you had, like I said earlier, if you had myself at 10% body fat at 200 pounds, that means I'm carrying 20 pounds of fat on my body, which means I'm 180 pounds of lean muscle mass. The other individual is carrying 40 pounds of fat, and then they're only 160 pounds of lean muscle mass. So because I have more metabolically active muscle, I'm burning more body fat. So that depends individual to individual on how much muscle they have. We used to use a formula where you would take your weight and you would use that and you would say 1 gram per pound of body fat.
Now, how accurate is that?
It's not accurate because it's not taking into account the amount of fat the person's holding on to. So you have to calculate and find out what your body fat percentage is, and you can do that by having a trainer at your gym check your body fat percentage, and then that will give you your lean body mass. Then you go and calculate 1 gram per pound of body weight.
All right, so up next, the skinny on those cheat meals. Do they help or do they hurt the diet? Like, Jerry, I've heard they help jumpstart the metabolism, but I've also heard with cheat meals, the only thing you're cheating is yourself. What is the benefit? Are there benefits to this cheat meal?
Bodybuilders like myself, us meatballs, over the last 20, 30 years, have recreated the cheat meal. But it was only from when diet, when we're very much restricted in our diets, we're depleted, and we get to the point where you can't even function, you're so wiped out. And then we would allow ourselves a cheat meal once a week only, and then that would help us refeed our glycogen stores and continue on for the next week. Well, over the last 10, 20 years, people have abused that, and they use that as an excuse to binge eat.
We've heard that many, many times.
Right. And so if an individual is, with no disrespect, if an individual is fat, meaning over 25% body fat or more, there's no reason why anyone should be doing a cheat meal at all.
So, okay, so say somebody's sitting there, it's a Friday night, they're craving their Chinese food, they're craving their pizza. Most people would just sit on their couch, order delivery so they don't have to go anywhere. But others, like yourself and myself, I would think twice and debate it back and forth, back and forth. Is there a right or wrong way to kind of approach this? So if you are overweight, you really should stay away.
When I get clients and they come to me, a lot of the times they're like 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. I tell them right away, you cannot have a cheat meal until we hit our goal of at least dropping another, 20 pounds or so before we can allow that. The cheat meal comes into play at that point as a reward meal. I don't like calling it a cheat meal at all. So you sacrifice day in and day out to the end of the week and you barely make it, and then you reward yourself for being diligent, for being on it, and you give yourself that one thing you've been craving, and you try not to overdo it, like I do sometimes, and it helps psychologically.
So the cheat meal is a cheat meal, hence the word meal, not a cheat day.
Yeah,
we're not going 18 hours of shoving our mouths with pizza.
I don't know who came up with that. It's ridiculous. It's 2 steps forward, 5 steps back. By doing that, you're best just to refrain completely, or just if you were craving maybe a little something, chocolate or chips or whatever, you can have it then. But don't overdo it.
All right. So, Jerry, if our listeners wanted to talk to you about nutrition or go one-on-one to a diet program with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Thank you. I would recommend them emailing me at blazebodies@outlook.com. That's blazebodies@outlook.com.
I'll put that on our website, too.
Or Best Health Club in New England, Salem Athletic Club in Salem, New Hampshire.
Wonderful. I will put all of that on there so people can get in touch with you. As always, Jerry, thank you so much and have yourself a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.